Winging It, written and read by Emma Isaacs. This book is for you if, like me, you've always felt a little bit restless and curious, like there might be something more out there for you. It's for you if you want to learn a bunch of shortcuts about how to start your own company, grow your business, become a more valued employee, build wealth, find more time, or just pack more living into every day. Since before I can remember, I've been seeking a big life full of adventure, and that has manifested in what I have today. A global business, making life better for women, and a crazy household that lets our five little humans flourish and fail. I dropped out of university and started my own companies from a very early age. That means I'm largely self-taught and self-made, guided only by the simple values my parents taught me. Be kind always, smile and laugh as much as possible, and give as much as you can. So far, it served me, my businesses, and my family well. I've never been someone who's sought balance. The idea of having your life in perfect equilibrium has always felt a little unattainable and elusive to me. I just try to bring more health and sanity into my life where I can, never attempting to have the scales tip perfectly each day. It's completely unrealistic to think you can work out, grow your own vegetables, run an empire, be a great partner, mother and friend, as well as an infallible leader, and give time and energy to the causes you value too. With a global business, an unrelenting travel schedule, and young children, that's just not possible for me right now. Your life doesn't need to look anything like mine. Perhaps you've made a choice not to have a business or not to have a family. Just because I've made these choices doesn't mean I believe everyone should follow in the same way. What I do believe is that we can fall into the habit of thinking we're not good enough or smart enough, or we hide behind the excuse that it's just not the right time to do what we really want to do. We wait to be tapped on the shoulder. We wait for our circumstances to improve. We falter because we're afraid. I want to be the friend who walks alongside you saying, "Guess what? We made all that up in our heads." I know there's a path for you to take which will lead you to where you want to be. But that path ultimately starts with you. No one else can take that first step for you. The most important piece of work to do is on our mindsets and on our self-talk. It's easy to compare and despair, constantly looking outside of ourselves for validation. We have to stop thinking like this and instead look inwards and say, "What's my uniqueness? What's my gift to the world? How can I amplify that?" I do what I do at Business Chicks because I want to be a light for other women. I want to show you that anything's possible, whether it be in business, with financial independence and success, philanthropy, or even childbirth. I started out with no qualifications in any of these areas and have been able to achieve what I set out to and more. I know you can too.